Israeli forces have stopped the Palestinian demonstration heading towards Umm al-Arayis region of eastern Yatta and the occupied West Bank. The Palestinians were protesting the confiscation of their lands by Israeli settlers.
We have land here which was taken from us by the settlers. We want to protest the confiscation of the land that we inherited from our forefathers. Before we reached the land in Umm al-Arayis, we found a group of Israeli soldiers who did not allow us to reach the land. They hit us and arrested several of us, including myself, my wife, and our baby daughter.
Israeli forces arrested 10 Palestinians as well as 4 Israeli peace activists and took them to a police center. All of the arrested Palestinians were released the same evening, except for a 31-year-old mother of 4.
They kept me in Kiryat Arba police station from 10 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock the next morning. And this baby was with me the whole time. During the interrogation, they did not let me breastfeed my baby and took her from me. From there, they took me to a jail in Jerusalem, and I had a nervous breakdown from there. Then I was moved to a hospital and back to prison.
The Awad family filed a lawsuit against settlers who colonized their land, in addition to occupation forces who accompanied them, in the so-called Israeli higher court in 1999, and supposedly won the lawsuit. But the settlers have continued to farm and build on the confiscated land.
Umm al-Arayis is land that belongs to Awad family. Settlers started an outpost here. First they started with one outpost and then went down the mountain to take the land there. Then they built greenhouses there. We have an order from the Israel Accord in removing the settlers and the greenhouse from our land from the 23rd of July 2011. But that decision was not implemented and the settlers are the style planted on our land.
Reem Ismail Awad was released after paying a 5,000 shekel fine and is scheduled for a court hearing in the Ofar military prison on the 22nd of October 2013. Since Israeli forces supposedly consider this land as a closed military zone, they prohibit the Palestinians from building here. The Israeli double standard in this case is that they allow settlers to build new outposts on the same land, which is owned by the Palestinians and confiscated by Israeli settlers. For Press TV, Hanna Cassis, Occupied Jewesses, South Hebron Hills.